And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS. We just wrapped up a little bit of Masters talk live with here with Bruce Hall, who is live in Augusta, Georgia, covering the Masters for us. Now, Bruce, this wouldn't be a sports talk show if we didn't talk about opening day, which happened today for some people, today for us being Saturday. And for everybody else, it was Friday. So let's run down some of these scores, some of these highlights.
Yeah, I got bad news. Jamie Moyer, in his quest to be the oldest pitcher ever to win a game in the major leagues, lost 7-3 to the Houston Astros, who had the worst record in baseball last year. Jamie gave up two bombs, so I guess his changeup wasn't really moving that much. Jamie gave up three earned runs in five innings, struck out two, walked one. Hopefully next outing, next start, Jamie will do better. Milwaukee, the Brewers, who, obviously a guy that everybody is booing everywhere he's going, Ryan Braun, they won 6-0. Looks like Zach Greinke got the win, didn't give up a run. I'm just checking here. He went seven innings, four hits, didn't walk a batter, struck out seven, no save opportunity. For St. Louis, a guy that was third in the balloting for All-Stars 2 years ago, Wainwright, gave up four hits, three runs, three earned, walked one, struck out six batters. The big hitter was Corey Hart for Milwaukee. Corey Hart went 2-for-3, had three RBIs, scored two runs. Corey is one hell of a ball player, and he also hit his second home run of the season. Evidently, hit a home run yesterday. Had three RBIs.
We had two home runs tonight.
Yeah, he had two home runs today. Had three RBIs today. He hit one in the sixth inning, and he hit one in the eighth inning. And, you know, with any luck, when he hit his first at-bat tomorrow, maybe he'll follow it up and have three in a row. You're pretty elite company when you hit three home runs in a row, because I think there's only three people that have ever done it. Four in a row, there's only been one person that's ever done it. I know that for a fact. Let's go to a game that I'm bummed out about. San Francisco Giants, Roy, who you know I like.
Those are your boys.
I like a lot. It is. They lost yesterday 5-4. Timmy Luntzkamp lost 5-4. He didn't have anything.
No, he didn't
look
good.
Well, he gave up three runs in the first inning, but he hung tough, kept them in the game. They tied it up 4-4 late in the game, only to give up a fifth run and lose 5-4 yesterday. Guess what? They lost 5-4 today, too.
That's a scrappy Diamondbacks team, though. Those guys are going to be good.
Well, the Diamondbacks handled them last year, too. Pablo Sandoval had a home run today. Brett Pill, who I begged Boach to keep this year because I just love the guy, 27 years old, right-hand hitter, can play left field, first base, third base, is in a pinch hit role, hits a two-run bomb in the seventh inning to draw them to within one at 5-4. But J.J. Putz, his name is Putz, not Putz. God, if my name was spelled that way, I'd want everybody to call me Putz. What a great name. But he got the save for the Diamondbacks. Kansas City, the Royals, who have one of the best minor league organizations anywhere, they beat the Angels in L.A. Luke Hochschaver, who pitched for the Tennessee University of Tennessee when he was in college, and a little brother actually pitched there with my son when my son was there for a year, he got the win. They got 12 hits in this game. The Angels, everybody thinks, is going to be awful good. Personally, I'll believe it when I see it because I want to say their average age is over 30.
Well, they looked good Friday night when they were on the big stage on ESPN and all that.
Kelvin Morales went 4-for-4 today for the Angels in a losing effort. Jeff Francoeur, who struggled for years in Atlanta to hit, he went 2-for-2 and drove in two runs. Eric Hosmer, you know who he is, right? Eric Hosmer is their number one guy in the organization for the last 2 years in the minor leagues. He went 2-for-5, hit a home run off Danny Heron. Heron got the loss. Let me tell you, Danny Heron's making a hell of a lot of money. He went, are you ready for this? Roy, 5 1/3 innings, 11 hits, 5 earned runs, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, 2 bombs. Ooh, his ERA is a very cool 8.44 right now. Not what you want.
How do you think LA fans are thinking about Pujols right now, who has 1 hit in 2 games, batting a 143?
Well, I think that people in LA really don't care much about anything except where they're going to eat out, who's looking at them. I think they'll be fine. You know, look, when you're that age, you're going to take a while to get going.
Yeah.
They're just going to – hey, Pujols had a great spring, though.
No, it's early. I just like to give the big guys a hard time.
Absolutely. The Detroit Tigers shut out a team that you and I both agree – are struggling big time.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the TV right now. Looks like Prince went yard into left field during that game.
Fielder and Cabrera.
Yeah.
They both hit 2 home runs each. Talk about going yard.
Hey, let me tell you, Josh Beckett, who was having more fun drinking beer in the clubhouse last year than he was pitching, 4 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 7 runs, 7 earned runs. Are you ready for this? 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. He gave up 5 bombs in the game.
That's a rough outing.
You know what we call that in the business? A ticket home. The New York Mets, yes! M-E-T-S, Mets. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the Jets thing.
They're looking like a baseball team all of a sudden, whatever that's all about.
Well, let me tell you what the Mets have. They have great fans, and they have a really decent pitching staff. They beat Jared Jurens from Atlanta, who I told everybody needed arm surgery last year. Evidently, they didn't believe me. But today, he gave up probably double-figure hits.
Yeah, he had 13 hits.
Yeah, he gave up 7 hits, 3 earned runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, gave up 2 bombs. Yeah, nobody did anything. Guess who got the win? The guy we talked about on my blog, AJ Dickey, who came out with a book about being sexually abused as a teenager by his babysitter, gave up 5 hits, only 2 earned runs. He's a knuckleballer, walked 4, struck out 3. They managed to score enough runs to get the win. David Wright, my boy from Chesapeake, Virginia, hit a bomb off Jurgens with 2 outs in the first inning. Gus Duda, who I happen to love, plays right. He's one of the biggest dudes I've ever seen. Duda, 2 for 4, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs.
2 home runs.
Hey, walk strikeout ratio decent, 3 and 5. Hey, the Mets left 14 men on base.
If the Mets can get it together, they could be okay. I mean, they're playing a very difficult NL East, but
well, they need to keep David Wright healthy, and they need Jason Bay to start hitting the ball like they're paying him to hit the ball. Right now, I think he's making over $10 million a year. What did he hit last year? 238. I mean, the guy's terrible. Hey, Roy. The Nats won.
They did. Those are my boys.
Nationals won.
In another comeback win.
Yeah, Mateus got the win. Gio Gonzalez got knocked around. Looks like he threw a lot of pitches in 3 2/3 innings. Guess who they brought in? Craig Stammen.
Yep.
2 1/3, 1 hit, 1 strikeout, no walks, didn't give up anything.
Yeah.
Mateus, 1 inning,
Matthews.
2 strikeouts. Matthews, I'm sorry. 1 inning, 2 strikeouts. Tyler Clippard, who I was responsible for getting on the All-Star team last year, 1 inning, 1 walk, 1 strikeout, and Rodriguez's kid that throws 100-plus.
Rodriguez throws gas. He throws 100, and his breaking stuff is 82. The dude.
Well, Roy, I'm sad. He walked a batter, but he punched out 3 hitters in the 9th inning to get the win. The Nats also won yesterday.
They did.
In a comeback win.
Yeah.
Toronto beat Cleveland. How about the Toronto Blue Jays? What is going on with these guys? They're not supposed to be any good. Morrow gives up 1 hit in 7 innings. He walked 3, struck out 3, gave up a bomb. That hit was a 2-run bomb. Guess what? It was unearned. ZRA still 0. Jansen got the win in relief for them. Let's see what they did.
That game went into extras. It was 3-3 at the end of the ninth, and Toronto exploded for 4 runs in the 12th.
Well, the kid that they got in a trade or as a free agent from the Red Sox, Lurie, 3 for 5, 2 RBIs, punched out twice. did a great job. KJ hit a bomb in the ninth inning. It didn't really matter. It was a solo shot, but they got four runs in the 12th inning to win the game. This game went into extra innings when Cleveland scored a run in the bottom
of the ninth.
Who hit that? Cabrera. The shortstop for them that's only 21 years old. Asdrubal, he's a stud. Seattle won 1-0. They beat Oakland. Seattle, they're going to be okay. That's in the fourth inning. Yeah. The Dodgers right now in the fifth inning are beating up on the San Diego Padres. That's good to me. I'm not even going to say what the Dodgers are doing. I hate the Dodgers. If they don't play in Brooklyn, I don't care about them.
That's Magic Johnson's team out there, buddy. You can't talk bad about Magic Johnson.
I just did. Chicago White Sox, they're playing Texas. They're tied right now at 3. It looks like Alexi Ogando, the starter, is still in for Texas. He's facing a kid named Tyler Flowers right now, backup catcher for Texas. We'll come back to that if we have time. The Tampa Bay Devil Rays, who are going to give the Yankees fits, I'm afraid. They won yesterday. Mariano blew a save last night.
Mm-hmm. You don't see that. You just don't see that.
Well, you know what, though? when you see Mariano blow saves, you see him in bunches. Yeah. He'll blow two or three, then he will not give the ball up for 4 months. They're going to be fine, though. Right now, that game is 8-2. Tampa in that piece of crap dome they play in. Down. How can you live in Florida and play inside? Why don't they just go to one of these hitting places?
Florida doesn't care about sports, though, Bruce.
Evidently not.
You have to understand that.
Well, they care more about soccer than they do sports.
They couldn't sell out
the Tampa Bay owners own the Manhattan United, Manchester United Soccer Club.
Yeah.
Hey, Miami is going to be tough. They're winning 8-3 right now. They've got 12 hits over already. They've got Arredondo is in there in relief. I'm just going to pull the box score here real quick. The thing about Miami, they've got Reyes, they got Hanley Ramirez. Why did Michael Stanton change his name to Giancarlo? What is up with that?
He wanted to look better on the back of his jersey.
Can I tell you what I said? I sent him a tweet, and he answered me one night. He'd think about it. I said, why don't you change your name to something besides Stanton? If you're going to be Giancarlo, make it some phenomenal Latin name. Morrison, that sucks. Not if you're going to be Giancarlo. That's like naming someone, Adolf Smith. Nobody would name their kid Adolf if their last name was Smith. They got this kid, Buck, catching for him. I love this kid. He was in Kansas City for years. Gabby Sanchez only got one hit so far. He's at the plate right now. We'll come back to that later. Let me go back here. Pittsburgh is in extra innings with the Phillies. Here's my question. Are the Phillies ever going to score more than one or two runs in a game this year?
They might not have to. Their rotation is ridiculous. And, the Pirates are nothing to sleep on this year. They got a lot of good young talent. The Pirates are not the Pirates of old. So I wouldn't sleep on the Pirates as an in-state rivalry. They do have some good pitchers out there. I wouldn't sleep on the Pirates just yet.
Well, Cliff Lee is pitching for them right now. Cliff Lee is an all-star lefty. He's great. They only have one kid that's got more than one hit. Shane Victorino's 2-for-4, and guess what? He scored their only run. The only RBI they seem to have is from Hunter Pence, who's got to be their best hitter right now. Mayberry is going to be okay. Lance Nix, we gave him up, right?
Yeah.
The Nationals. He's, Jimmy Rollins, how old is he? 38? Polanco, how old is he? 35? Shane Victorino is 33. These guys are AARP members.
The Phillies they got one or two more years left in their run of dominance over the NL East, but because the NL East is so young. They get younger and better every year. You look at you look at Atlanta getting younger. You look at the Nationals getting younger. The Marlins are getting younger and picking up big name talent. If the Mets can keep up whatever they're doing, You know, with Johan Santana back, the NL East is going to be the NL East is going to be something to mess with. And with the Phillies getting older, I just don't see them keeping up after their age turns over. They gave up so much to get those old guys.
Well, they got to keep their pitchers healthy, don't they?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, there were a couple of live NBA games today. There was a final. The Celtics beat what do you think about the Celtics? Are they out of the playoffs? Or are they going to be all right?
Well, we'll get on to the Celtics and the rest of the NBA on the other side of the break here on AM 1230 WFAS.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership.